Today is the Sunday with the Niyativ of the Ascension. I would like to wish everyone, all of the mothers, a very happy Mother's Day on behalf of Bishop Kelly and all of the priests and the sisters. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers. But before all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapters 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Jesus saith to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own. These words are taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a story of a young man and his mother. And throughout his childhood, this young man had been a model of piety. From his early days, he was accustomed to wear the scapular of the Immaculate Conception. He would invoke Our Lady every morning and every night with a short prayer, which his mother taught him, "O Mary, conceived without sin." Sadly, his father died when he was still just a young man. His mother was heartbroken at the loss of her husband, and the only consolation she found was in her good and pious son. He was now 21, and it happened that this young man fell into the wrong crowd. He had two companions in particular that had a very bad influence on him. And gradually, this pious young man gave himself up to a life of dissipation and vice. He left his good mother and fell away from the practice of the faith. He led such a wild life that it was only 3 years later that he fell ill due to his addiction to alcohol. He lived in a country house near the city of Geneva, Switzerland. His mother had got word that her son was seriously ill, and so, forgetting all that he had done to her, she could not help but go to her son. Her mother's heart could not do otherwise. She found that her son was suffering from consumption. That is, the breaking down of the body from overindulging in alcohol. This mother did all she could for her son and tried to nurse him with the tender care that only a mother can give. She spoke to her wayward son with gentleness and kindness. And of course, she reminded him too of the necessity of being reconciled to God. And to this, he responded to his mother with coldness, while despairing of God's mercy. He said, "Do not speak to me on that subject. It is useless. I have done too much. I have gone too far." On two different occasions, the son refused to see a priest. From a natural point of view, all seemed to be lost for her son. But the mother did not lose confidence. She redoubled her prayers rather than being discouraged. And it happened that she was inspired to remind her son of his former devotion to the Immaculate Virgin. She reminded him of his daily prayer that he was accustomed to say, and the scapular that he used to wear. On her knees beside his bed, the good and holy mother persuaded her son to say that short prayer with her, as he had done so often. O Mary, conceived without sin. O Mary, conceived without sin, she prayed. And as she prayed, her son found himself praying along with her. And at that moment, when he prayed those words, his heart, hardened by so many sins, was softened. His eyes filled with tears, and he realized how foolish he had been. He quickly asked for the priest he had sent away. He made a good and humble confession and was truly sorry for his sin. He received Holy Communion from the hand of the priest, and he died happily invoking for the last time the Virgin conceived without sin. The Blessed Mother of God had come and saved one of her wayward children. My dear friends, today is Mother's Day. And we set aside this day to honor both our earthly mothers and our heavenly mother. We easily understand the love we have for our earthly mother, but sometimes it is difficult to realize that the Blessed Virgin Mary is really and truly our mother too. One author sadly comments that many love Mary as if she were their mother. But what would our mother say if we told her, "I love you as if you were my mother"? Rather, we love her because she is our mother. So too, Mary is our true mother in the supernatural order, just as the one who gave us birth is our true mother in the natural order. At the Incarnation, when Our Lady said to the angel Gabriel, "Be it done unto me according to thy word," she became the mother of God. In Bethlehem, she brought forth the Son of God made man, who would satisfy for our sins and save us from everlasting death. Thus, through Mary, we have eternal life. Moreover, Mary is our mother because when our Lord hung upon the cross in agony just before he died, he gave her to us. For love of us, he wished to die poor and without any comforts. And thus he did not even spare himself the comfort of his own mother. As the streams of blood ran down his holy face, he looked at his mother and said to her, "Woman, behold thy son." Then to his beloved disciple, St. John, he said, "Behold thy mother." At that moment, according to the teaching of the great fathers of the Church, Our Lady lovingly accepted as her children the entire human race in the person of St. John. This was the culminating point when the Mother of God became the mother of all mankind. She gave her son up to the torments of the cross for us. She tread the way of the cross and brought us forth on Calvary as she offered Jesus as a sacrifice for us. My dear friends, today we honor and we thank our mothers for all they have done and sacrificed for us, for they truly deserve it. Our mothers have given us life. They nurtured us in our early years. They carried us in their arms and protected us from dangers. When we think of that son in the story who, in a sense, turned his back on his own mother after all she had done for him, what heights of ingratitude and selfishness did he show her? But my dear friends, how often we do the same to our Blessed Mother when we commit sin. By our sins, we hurt our divine Savior who suffered and died for us. But we also, by our sins, make his Holy Mother suffer. But as that good mother in the story set aside the ingratitude of her child and showed him the way to God, so too does our Blessed Mother set aside our faults and failings, as long as we repent of our sins, and show us the way to her divine Son. And what saved that young man was the prayers of his mother, and his short but persevering prayer to the Immaculate Virgin, O Mary conceived without sin. And so too, if we are faithful to Our Lady in the little things, she will be faithful to us. She will keep us from falling through the dangers to the faith. She will gain us the grace to save our souls. One author says, "Who is better than Mary to plead on our behalf? She can confidently speak to the heart of her divine Son, and she fears no refusal." In other words, when Our Lady has a request for her Son, he cannot help but fulfill it, because it comes from his mother. My dear friends, let us today on this Mother's Day, thank the Mother of God for all that she has done for us. Let us honor her today and every day this month, and every day throughout the year. Let us pray her rosary and make acts of reparation to her Immaculate Heart for all those who do not recognize her as their mother. Let us not hurt her Immaculate Heart and strive to avoid sin and the near occasions of sin. Let us tell her thank you by doing some small little deed in her honor, even if it is just a short visit to her image or a statue or saying a special prayer to her. And let us persevere in this small practice. And so as we honor the Holy Mother of God, let us also do the same for our mothers. Tell your mother often that you love her, because although mothers know this, they still like to hear us say it. Show your mother that you appreciate her by going out of your way for her and asking if there is anything she needs. And if our Lord has called your dear mother, pray for the repose of her soul. And do this not just today, but throughout the year. Let us then thank both our earthly mother and our heavenly mother by showing them acts of kindness and love. Pray to the Virgin Mother of God that she will intercede for all her wayward children, just as she did for that young man in the story. May Our Lady, the Mother of all mothers, cover us with her mantle and unite us and our families to herself and to her divine Son. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.